from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's Big Ten Media Week with Isaac and Sue.
They set up the screen to Tez Johnson. Blockers in front.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Jump back to earlier parts of your favorite fan shows on the Odyssey app. The only way to rewind Portland's sports leader.
Big Ten Media Week on primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080.
A freeway to the end zone for a touchdown.
The Fan.
Welcome in. Hour number 2 of primetime, an SOB edition. Hour 1 in the books, connected with Ryan Divish on the Mariners. Now into a little bit of football mode.
By the way, do not look up, or do, but I'm warning you.
Maybe not on your work computer.
Not on the work computer. Don't look up the gal that's accusing Byron Murphy of stiffing him on the payment.
Explicit content is an understatement.
Yeah, I wasn't prepared for it. I was like, because they got the screenshots. You know, and so I was like,
the text messages,
or the DMs, yeah. The DMs.
And those are rough too.
Yeah, those are rough. But I just was like, oh, let's. I want to see what her, you know, what her account is. Yee, woo, or he, whatever. I don't, you know, they.
Sure.
It's just be prepared. If you do Google that,
don't you dare go misgendering OnlyFans hookers.
That's
okay?
True. Ladies of the evening, okay. Professionals. I don't know.
Escorts.
Possible extortionists, but it's I was not prepared. Like, you know, they have that pin, you know, you do the pin post. That kind of sets the tone for the account.
Yeah, it's like a tweet from further back, but you want people to really see.
Yeah, it's something. It's something. So I'm guessing that locker room, I'm guessing the locker room's going to have some interesting conversations at Seattle camp. He's not going to be speaking a lot to the media.
Well, we're already well behind the clock, so we are going to burn and turn here. But before I do, I'm going to leave you with this. We remember the tragic crash in Georgia in 2023 in January after their national title that killed a staffer and a player for the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah.
There have been 29 traffic-related incidents on the Georgia Bulldogs since that point in time, and Kirby Smart said at his own media day, we still haven't solved that issue.
No.
Going to talk a little bit about how player behavior reflects on a program, how much is on the coach, how much is on the school, when and how do you draw the line, because Georgia player stepping in it again with an arrest overnight. We'll get to that next on 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Big Ten Media Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back to Primetime. Coming up in the news, local string cheese wins an award, not from the creamery you might think. We also have some more Portland poop problems.
Oh,
it's not the Willamette this time.
Oh, boy.
We're there. It's on a playground. Look out.
Yeah.
But first, need to get to a little bit of college football discipline issues. So I mentioned before the break, the Georgia Bulldogs, or a Georgia Bulldogs player, has stepped in it once again with the law. This time it is Ra-Ra Thomas, the wide receiver. He's a transfer from Mississippi State, and he played sparingly last year, but was supposed to have a bigger role in the two deep this year. He, within a month of getting to Athens, was arrested for family domestic violence charges, including false imprisonment and welfare of a child type stuff. That all got dismissed because he agreed to pre-trial diversion. Yeah. Well, now it's cropped up again because he got booked into a county jail at 3:20 a.m. last night after similar charges, five felony charges. And he's been suspended indefinitely until this plays out. That's more of a one-off case, though, as far as where I'm going with this. We've seen a handful of things now pop up this offseason in college football where the punishment isn't always immediate, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. The Georgia program, it seems, is struggling with discipline, at least behind the wheel of a car, as they've had all these DUIs, reckless driving, racing, speeding,
one of them
violations.
Ended up in people dead.
Yes, one of them ended up with people dead. This specific guy who has the family violence charges, he's had two speeding tickets and a run red light since he got to Georgia.
Yeah.
So it seems like a habit. It seems like something that kind of everyone's doing there. Kirby Smart himself said they haven't solved the issue. He also said that some of these players will be docked NIL and some will have suspensions announced later.
Yeah.
But does Georgia have a problem? And if or is it a reflection on the university, the program, the institution, or does he just have a bunch of players who don't care?
Yeah, I think Georgia has a problem. I think a lot of schools have a problem. I mean, I wish I could say that this is unique to Georgia.
It's not.
It's not. I mean, we can go back. I mean, the Swamp Kings and the Florida Gators.
Sure.
You know, what's interesting is, you know, when Joe Paterno had all that stuff that went on, you realize there was a push from some people at Penn State to remove Joe Paterno before that. You know, there was like an 8-year period where the number one arrested team and disciplinary team in the country was Penn State.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, Joe Paterno, they had an S ton of players that had run afoul of university policy, of legal issues, DUIs, lots of stuff. And there was a big push from the some of the faculty to get Joe Paterno booted because they said he was too powerful, that Joe Paterno could basically make anything go away.
Sure.
And you hear that with Florida State. Remember that whole thing?
Well, and that's what happened with Art Briles and Baylor. Art Briles kept sweeping sexual assault under the rug.
And so, unfortunately, I mean, we talked about this, and this is what led to the whole, you know, like Camas football got all pissy at me. I didn't say anything about necessarily Camas. I just said environments like Camas. And I said from a high school to a college, most of the time that this happens, these aren't in major metropolitan areas.
Right.
These are smaller college towns or smaller high school towns
where the sporting institution kind of runs the place.
Yes. And so that's all I said is that when you get a community that takes their entire, I don't know, like self-esteem, well-being, identity from a specific program, you're willing to overlook certain things. And so I think that sense of entitlement permeates down to your players. So dude, if you get a team that wins national championships, you got a bunch of NIL money coming in. Certainly police are willing to look the other way at things. You have coaches that can make things go away. Yeah. And you get a bunch of kids that are going to do dumb kid things. Yes. I think that leads to that can lead to, these sorts of problems. So when Kirby Smart says we've yet to fix this problem, the answer, do they have a problem? Absolutely. The question becomes how much are they willing to do to stop it?
Sacrifice, essentially. Well, like if you're suspending guys, if you're kicking guys off the team.
Well, in some cases, like it ends up depending if it's serious enough, in cases like Baylor, it takes down the entire university and takes down the entire coaching staff.
Yeah.
And then in other places, nothing happens from it, and you are able to sweep it under the rug and nothing ever becomes of it. So the question becomes, where does Georgia feel like this sits in this whole thing?
I would have thought that after that huge incident in January of last year where people died, that would have been a catalyst to invoke a little bit of change, but it hasn't gone that way.
No, and we'll see. You know, in this case, they did suspend the player.
Yeah.
The other thing that's happened a lot of times now is, who is the Illinois player, the basketball player?
Shannon Brown.
Shannon Brown. Like, he kind of set a precedent, because if you don't remember, he was an All-American, and in the offseason, he was accused of rape when he was in...
Terrence Shannon.
Excuse me. That's right.
Terrence Shannon.
Yep. That's right. Shannon Brown's old Lakers player. Yep. No.
So
Terrence Shannon.
He was in Lawrence, Kansas, and was accused of rape. And they arrested him, and he was going to trial. And Illinois suspended him, and he sued and said, "Dude, I'm innocent. You cannot suspend me for something that I'm accused of doing when I say I haven't done it." And he won. And by the way, they let him play, and he led them to what, a Sweet 16?
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken,
they lost to UConn. That's who knocked him out.
So yeah. It was either Sweet 16 or Elite Eight. And by the way, he was found innocent at trial,
mm-hmm.
and he got drafted, I think, at the back end of the first round of the NBA draft.
So he was vindicated.
He was vindicated. And so you are seeing more and more players, because back in the day, it used to be you were accused of something, you were suspended.
And the core of public opinion kind of held most of the cards. If you upset the community and the booster base and stuff, you're just sitting out till we get it all sorted.
So, and that isn't the case. I mean, Oregon's got this going on right now. Oregon's got a defensive back who I saw just the other day is going to stand trial for the hit and run murder.
Yeah. Dalen Austin, he was involved in the fatal hit and run leaving the scene. And it's the details to us in just the public were kind of murky.
Yeah.
But the circumstances seemed very odd. But Dan Lanning said at Media Day
he's going to play.
That they believe they have information from him that makes them think he should be playing. They believe that's how it's going to go in court. And frankly, after what we saw with Terrence Shannon, Dalen Austin might have legs or precedent to say, you can't actually sit me out because I haven't been convicted of doing anything.
No. So, I mean, Oregon's going to have a defensive player that is charged with hit-and-run murder, and he's going to be playing. And Lanning says he's okay with it. Says, quite frankly, he deserves it. Innocent until you're proven guilty. So, you know, there's a weird new kind of, you know, the whole athlete looking the other way, swimming stuff under the rug, that's been around forever. But this new kind of, I'm going to keep playing until I'm proven, that's kind of a new twist to this whole thing. And as guys become more empowered and they get NIL money and they know their rights and they're standing up for themselves, there may be some uncomfortable situations that that happen. I mean, Illinois had an accused rapist on their team for an entire year.
UW, too, at running back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rogers.
Tybo Rogers.
Yeah. And he ended up getting suspended because there were some.
At the end. Yeah.
So, yeah, there is, you know, we're kind of in a weird new world of kind of player empowerment, player rights, and some of that is going to extend to things like this. Now, in the case of Georgia, I mean, some of the stuff is fairly cut and dry. And after a certain point, coaches are going to say enough's enough. I mean, Kirby Smart suspended Ra-Ra Thomas and was like, dude, right. you were arrested and, you know, nothing I can do about this. You know,
I think he's being held without bail too.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is really going to become a case-to-case thing. And a lot of it is, quote, do you have a problem? The only ones that can determine whether you have a problem are coaches and administrators. Because as long as the coach and the administrators don't have an issue with it, I don't know what else you can do, because there's very few fan bases that are going to stand up against the program. I'm trying to think of a single fan base that has ever taken a hardline stance against a coach or a player accused of something. I mean,
not when you're winning.
When you're winning. I mean, I'm not trying to throw shade at anyone, but the, you know, the Oregon State Luke Heimlich thing, that was like as disgusting a thing as you could be accused of.
Sure.
And I remember, and I love Pat Casey, absolutely love him, one of my favorite human beings I've ever covered. And I just said on the air, I thought I was disappointed. I was disappointed in the way he handled that. But the amount of people that came out in defense of that that were Oregon State fans, I was like, yikes. Like, you know, there just doesn't seem to be an end. And I'm not saying I'm right. I'm not saying you're wrong. I just thought that maybe that, a convicted child molester, I thought maybe that was a line that people weren't going to be willing to jump over to protect the program and just say, hey, my fandom, there's a line there, but it wasn't. So I just don't know where, I've yet to see the line drawn where fans say that's too much. Joe Paterno, Jerry Sandusky. Joe Paterno knew of Jerry Sandusky raping a child in the shower. And Joe Paterno's solution to it was, I thought they were hoisting around and I sent it up to the powers that be. And then after that, I don't know what happened. And the people at Penn State rioted because they fired Joe Paterno. So there is no end to what fans are willing to support. So to answer the long story there, to answer your who has a problem, there isn't a problem until universities or the law says that you have a problem.
Yeah. And for reference on Dan Lanning, he said this about the Dalen Austin situation. He said, in this situation, I think you have to give the opportunity for him to be able to play. Based on all the facts we have, I don't think we could operate any other way with knowing what we know. Now, is there something out there that we don't know? There may be, but what we know is every indication is this guy should get the opportunity to play football this season. I'm comfortable with giving an opportunity to a young man that deserves the opportunity to play in a country where innocent until proven guilty should still mean something. If we don't do that, it would eliminate his ability to play in the future. And if he was found innocent, which all indications for us show that there are clear facts that really support in his case, he will be, that's the story that'll be told.
So, I mean, there you go. You got Dan Lanning taking the back of his player, saying the process will play out. And to be honest with you, we're now at the point where if you don't do that, the kid's going to sue you. I mean,
the Terrence Shannon thing was a big deal.
It was. Like, just today, like, the NCAA, by the way, they put out their house settlement today. I don't know if you've read any of that.
I did not.
So the long form of the house settlement, the $3 billion settlement, came out. And nothing's been approved, nothing's finished yet, but it was just kind of what they laid out. And they tried to put in there that any NIL deal over $600 has to be vetted by a third party, like a clearinghouse sort of situation.
Okay.
And that if it's deemed ineligible, that a player could be, or if it's deemed to be, you know, like a pay-for-play sort of situation, or they don't deem it to be legit for business purposes, they could fine the player, fine the school, suspend the player. And I just laughed at that and was like, how many times can the NCAA get their ass kicked in court? And I think some, like, of that...
You're going to get lawyered again.
And some of that applies to this. If you get a kid that's accused of something and he says, I didn't do it, and you're taking away my right to earn a living, you're taking away my right to earn an NIL, my right to my education,
without me being convicted of anything.
Without me being convicted of anything, and then it turns out I'm innocent, absolutely, you are setting yourself up for a lawsuit. So, you know, for Lanning to come out, and I don't know if anyone's going to be dragging Lanning saying, I can't believe you're doing this, but I think this is going to become the new norm, where more and more kids are going to be like, no, I am not taking a suspension for something that I said I didn't do. And, you know, we'll see what happens with this Georgia kid, you know, and there are some places where you're probably dead to rights on it and the details are really bad, and, or you're not a good enough player. And the coach says, look, we're just going to get rid of you anyways. But I think those lines, they've always been murky. Again, looking back at all the different programs that have issues. I mean, going back, Troy Aikman went to Oklahoma. There's a really good book about those 80 Sooners teams, and I wish I could remember. I mean, I read it 20 years ago. But it's about kind of the fall of that those 80s Oklahoma teams, and their quarterback went to prison for federal drug charges and all that. Troy Aikman was a freshman at Oklahoma, and Bud Hall, which is the infamous Oklahoma dorm where all the football players were, Troy Aikman wouldn't allow his girlfriend to come to Bud Hall because he was afraid of what would happen.
Yikes.
Like her walking down the hall. Nebraska that had someone get shot in the leg because guys were shooting guns through the ceiling of their dorm room. I mean, there's
I hadn't heard of that.
Oh, dude, there's like legendary stories out there. So the lines have always been murky, always. And so I just think now they're more public, but they're going to become murkier and murkier as people try to navigate these new waters. It's old problems just with new twists.
Right. And then, you know, there's two other things that come to mind. There's the Matt Araiza punt god thing where he lost his job in the pros because of the court of public opinion. Yep. And then it turned out he was vindicated, but it was too late because he'd already lost his job. Now he's getting another chance. But it's...
But Duke if you're lacrosse. A school...
Duke lacrosse.
I do think there comes a point, like if you're Kirby Smart, I guarantee you right now Kirby Smart is sitting there being like, dah! Like it's one thing to have a couple things, but when you've got a death that involves a staff member, when you continue to have these arrests and you've got this jackass now getting arrested for the second time after he was in a
domestic dispute.
Domestic dispute, and the first one was like a diversion program that he got into. At some point, you know, if you're Kirby Smart, that's what you can't have happen, is you can't continue to have it over and over and over and over and over again.
When you're Kirby Smart, how do you get that message across, though, to the young athletes? Because they do feel like they are indestructible. You know, like they have been successful, at least on the field, in everything that they've done up into this point, and no one has ever told them no. Like most of these kids at 14 years old know they're going to a D1 program, and most people are telling them that they're going to go to the NFL.
It's really hard.
So how do you get that message across?
Well, it's hard to get a message across to anyone that's 18 or 19 years old. I mean, God knows I was dumb enough when I was that
especially
age.
Who are being given all this money, and when the world is their oyster, and there are women lining up for them, and there's a lot to try to rein in.
Joe Mixon is a freshman at Oklahoma, tried to hit on a girl who told him no, and... told him to leave him alone, and Nixon's response was to break her jaw.
Yeah.
And
it was caught on video.
And Joe Mixon had to sit out a year and redshirt, and then went on to be one of the great running backs in Oklahoma history, and now, you know, is in the NFL and makes a bunch of money. So again, it's nothing new. And Oklahoma looked the other way, and they took a bunch of crap for letting him on they kept him around.
Yeah, well, he sat out a year and then came back and played.
He sat out a year. But then that was just a redshirt year. But they didn't kick him off because he was really good. So I don't know.
We're in a weird place.
The next time that a coach takes a hard line stance, I will consider that the first, because it just is a really, really rare occurrence, unless it gets to the point where the coach feels like it's affecting his job or it's affecting his ability to recruit. So Georgia's got a little bit of an issue, but I don't hear anyone down in Georgia, anyone down in Athens, or really anyone from a national standpoint pointing a finger at Georgia. So I think Kirby's taking it seriously, but is Kirby going to change a whole lot? Yeah, probably not.
Coming up in the news is next. Local string cheese wins national award, and Portland's got poop problems. But first, here's Will with SportsCenter.
This is a Big Ten Media Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back to Primetime. A couple texts coming in on the Vancouver 4 text line. Someone mentioning that Dan Lanning had an issue last year, immediately kicking Trayshon Holden off the team. And then a few days later, more info came out and the charges were dropped and he had to reinstate him and eat crow. Yeah, we've seen now more often info come out that has supported players who said, no, it wasn't me, I didn't do that, and coaches can't get out of that.
Yeah, we want an immediate reaction. You know, everyone wants their pound of flesh, and when someone's accused of something, we want immediate action. We want no tolerance. You're gone. Done.
Discipline. Set a tone.
Well, and especially when you're dealing with any of the big ones. Like, I don't, you know, I don't
that Trayshawn Holden one was related to gun violence.
Yeah. So I think when you're dealing with guns, when you're dealing with rape.
Yeah, I mean, domestic issues. Yeah,
domestic issues. I think those three, like if someone gets a DUI or that, you know, a reckless driving or something, I don't think, or even robbery, I don't think that necessarily, you know, has the reaction. But when you're dealing with a violent crime, we all want to jump to that conclusion. And I do. I just think that you're getting more and more coaches that are just saying, hey, let's let this thing play out. And the difference is, I think more and more now, it's this kid has a right to continue until those things get settled, especially if they're privy to more information. And the problem is, like with Dan Lanning, he comes out and says, hey, we're privy to information that you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And so you almost have to do the, it's proprietary, Sean, you know, that
yep,
sort of thing.
Yep.
And coaches just in general don't have the benefit of the doubt from people. Like if you told me that most coaches in the country say, hey, don't worry, we've seen some stuff and it's okay and it's a really good player, I don't know how many people outside of that guy's fan base take that coach at his word, because we've seen far too many times where there's instances where coaches don't give a rip as long as it's protecting their program. So, you know, it's there's no easy answer to it. There's just not. And while it is uncomfortable at times, I am kind of glad that you are seeing athletes get an opportunity to let the system play out, because much like Dan Lanning said in his statement, in this
Ward and Portland's got poop problems. But first, here's Will with SportsCenter.
This is a Big Ten Media Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back to Prime Time. A couple texts coming in on the Vancouver 4 text line. Someone mentioning that Dan Lanning had an issue last year, immediately kicking Trayshawn Holden off the team, and then a few days later, more info came out, and the charges were dropped, and he had to reinstate him and eat crow. Yeah, we've seen now more often info come out that has supported players who said, no, it wasn't me, I didn't do that, and coaches can't get out of that.
Yeah, we want an immediate reaction. You know, everyone wants their pound of flesh. And when someone's accused of something, we want immediate action. We want no tolerance. You're gone. Done.
Discipline. Set a tone.
Well, and especially when you're dealing with any of the big ones. Like, I don't, you know, I don't
that Trayshawn Holden one was related to gun violence.
Yeah. So I think when you're dealing with guns, when you're dealing with rape.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, rah-rah domestic issues.
Yeah, domestic issues. I think those three, like if someone gets a DUI or that, you know, a reckless driving or something, I don't think, or even robbery, I don't think that necessarily, you know, has the reaction. But when you're dealing with a violent crime, we all want to jump to that conclusion. And I do. I just think that you're getting more and more coaches that are just saying, hey, let's let this thing play out. And the difference is, I think more and more now, it's this kid has a right to continue until those things get settled, especially if they're privy to more information. And the problem is, like with Dan Lanning, he comes out and says, hey, we're privy to information that you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And so you almost have to do the, it's proprietary, Sean, you know, that
yep,
sort of thing.
Yep.
And coaches just in general don't have the benefit of the doubt from people. Like if you told me that most coaches in the country say, hey, don't worry, we've seen some stuff and it's okay and it's a really good player, I don't know how many people outside of that guy's fan base take that coach at his word, because we've seen far too many times where there's instances where coaches don't give a rip as long as it's protecting their program. So, you know, it's there's no easy answer to it. There's just not. And while it is uncomfortable at times, I am kind of glad that you are seeing athletes get an opportunity to let the system play out, because much like Dan Lanning said in his statement, in this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. And whether it's the Duke lacrosse case or, you know, the Illinois basketball player, you know, both of those guys were found innocent by a trial. You know, and in the case of, like, you know, sometimes, you know, there's settlements involved and that can get a little murky and can leave a little bad taste in your mouth, or, you know, you pay someone off. I mean, that's the Greg Hardy and like kind of Tyreek Hill thing. And that kind of leaves you with a bad taste. But there's, you know, there's no easy answers when it comes to these sorts of things.
We will put a pin in that for now. But right now it is Friday, July 26th, and it is time for In the News. I am your stand-in newsman. Hello. Please and thank you. Please be seated. Today is National Aunt and Uncle Day. Do you say aunt or do you say aunt?
I would say auntie.
Auntie?
Auntie.
Yeah, I grew up saying auntie, and now that I mean, the U is in there, I just feel like I'm ambivalent. It's like a GIF versus GIF thing for me now.
Yeah. Are you an uncle?
I am an uncle. My
uncle
brother.
Buck?
I am Uncle Buck. Yes. My brother is a dad, so I have a niece. She is almost 3.
Oh. I always thought I'd be like a cool uncle, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Didn't take?
No, my two nephews have never had anything to do with me whatsoever, and now we really don't have anything to do with each other. I don't talk to that side of the family, but yeah, I always was bummed at that. I always thought like I'd be like I know I have my limitations a lot in life, but I thought I'd be like a pretty cool uncle. You know, pretty laid back, pretty chill, be that uncle that would like you could take to do some like.
I wouldn't mind you being my Uncle Sook.
Right? I thought I'd be like, because I got like friends' kids and I'm like Uncle Jay. Sure. I'm a pretty cool uncle. But when it comes to like my actual nephews, nah, that never. That never took. I don't think I was the sort of uncle that side of the family wanted. It was
out. You were the uncle that was shunned. It was, hey, don't do what Uncle
that uncle's
Jay's
a
doing.
Bad influence.
It's a bad uncle.
I got a lot of that because I got some stepbrothers and sisters too, and, mm-hmm. and they're all nice. But like, we would go down sometimes. Like, we used to go to the beach, and like, there was a lot of like, stay away from Uncle Jay. Like, that's Uncle Jay's cooler. Or, you know, it's like things like that. And I was like, oh, for Pete's sakes, can we?
You gotta stop teaching the youth bad things, dude.
Talk to your kids. It's okay.
It's also Holistic Therapy Day. Did that do anything for you?
I don't know what holistic therapy is, but yeah, therapy is great. Everyone should do
acupuncture,
it.
Maybe.
Oh yeah, acupuncture
like,
is great.
Like Eastern medicine kind of holistic stuff. Like a more, not. Oh, I don't know what I'm talking about.
You know what I found out? My insurance covers acupuncture.
Right,
I can get acupuncture.
Yeah, you should do it.
I can't get a massage, but I can get stuck with needles.
Big believer. Throw as much therapy as you can get your hands on. Physical, mental, all that. Work on yourself. It's just do it. It's better for you. You got one of these things, and try to be the best version of yourself and the best uncle.
A couple of the random days. It is National Dog Photography Day. It is National Coffee Milkshake Day. Mm-hmm. It is National Talk in an Elevator Day.
It's a lot of national.
And it is World Tofu Day.
There's a lot of photos of my dog out there. I don't take a lot of photos, but the BTJ and the kids, we've got like a million photos.
You got a dog Instagram, do you?
No, I find that's weird.
I do as well.
The two weirdest Instagram, when you have an Instagram of your animal, or you have an Instagram of your car.
Yeah. That's a whole thing, by the way.
I've
never seen a car. Oh, gosh, dude.
Have you seen the people who now put decals on their car that has their Instagram handle on it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm like, see them all the time.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Also, how about Rank the Birthday Party? It's happy birthday to Mick Jagger, Sandra Bullock, and Jason Statham. Scale of 1 to 10.
Jagger 1, not even close. Mick Jagger's like one of the coolest dudes to ever live. If you had to choose a life to live, you could do a lot worse than making Mick Jagger your life.
Yeah.
Seriously, that dude may be, he's top 5 coolest people to ever walk the planet. Okay, Will. Yeah. The lead singer of the Rolling Stone, who's like 80 years old, is still an international rock star and is having kids with models when he's 75.
He's poo-pooing the lead singer of the Rolling Stones.
I think that's selfish. Having children right when they figure it out, you're going to be dead.
I just want you to know that, Will, your and my and all three of us, at any given time, if you took the 5 greatest moments of our life, and in that exact moment, if you looked at what Mick Jagger was doing, it was cooler than what you were doing at that exact
moment. I'm not
moment.
Claiming I'm cooler than Mick Jagger. I just think Jason Statham makes a better movie. And Sandra Bullock.
That's good, because Mick Jagger doesn't make many movies.
If you want to know how dumb Will is at times,
you
it's,
know how
it's
dumb
that
you
Will
are?
Poo-poos You're, Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger is 2 thumbs meh. He's like 60 by the time I'm born. Who cares?
And I just wanted to know if you had a birthday party for all three together. Scale of 1 to 10.
Jagger,
Sandy Bullock and Statham.
Jagger 1, not even close. Statham, Sandy, it's a coin flip. I think both of those are kind of on equal footing.
Well, I do have some sad news surrounding
Rolling Stones, man. Okay.
I have some sad news regarding
those Beatles are a bunch of candy asses. They're not very cool either.
Yeah, I wonder who. Like,
I don't want to hang out with any of them. What would we talk about?
That Tupac was a loser.
Well, never mind.
Eastern Oregon Fires had a tragedy last night that got confirmed today. One of their air tankers that was helping assist the Falls fire First, it was missing.
Yeah.
And so people didn't know it was up. It's now been confirmed that it crashed and that the pilot died.
Yeah.
And
I mean, once you found out that it was missing and they were looking for it, like, you know, it wasn't like that dude was going to come bounding out of the woods.
Right. This
like,
isn't hey, homeward bound.
Everybody, I'm fine. You know, I just decided to turn off my radar and make a lap around the smoky woods. That sucks.
Yeah, the Bureau of Land Management had contracted the plane, and last night around 11:30 they lost it. They found that it went down just south of John Day, Oregon.
Let me just state for the record, anyone out there fighting those wildfires, that is
thank you.
You are a man or woman amongst men and women.
Yeah.
One of my sons, really good friends growing up that I've known since he was like 8 years old, scares me to death because that's what he does and he loves it.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't be doing anything else. He absolutely adores it, but it just scares the living hell out of me because that is some, that's some balls or whatever you have, reproductive organs of steel. And those guys are badasses. So heart goes out to the guy that lost his life and to everyone out there doing that. Or if you have a loved one out there, my undying respect.
Yeah, be safe out there. Coming up next, local creameries earn cheesy honors, and it's not the ones you think it might be. That's next on In the News on Primetime, 1080 The Fan.
This is a Big Ten Media Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back to In the News. Got time. I thought I had time for maybe two more stories here, but we've got a very cheesy story that I think we need to devote the full time to. We could also potentially get into Portland poop problems in the club. What I have is the American Cheese Association Awards.
Didn't know that was a thing.
It is a thing.
In
fact,
cheese.
This article says, yes, it exists, and no, I don't know if they're hiring. But they announced the winners of their annual cheese competition, and there were Oregon cheesemakers that brought home 5 first-place medals. And no, none of those awards went to Tillamook.
Really?
Yeah.
Is Tillamook too, is big cheese not, they're too big?
I don't think that they're like persona non grata per se, but for example, they don't even make a string cheese. So string cheese was the first winner, and this was from Don Froilan's Creamery. It's called Liliana's String Cheese, and it is from Salem, Oregon. So they have the best string cheese in the country.
Out of
Salem.
Am I the only one that when eating string cheese just eats it? Like I don't peel it. I take bites like I would a beef stick. That's
I do weird. More of a hybrid thing yeah. where I'll maybe do one peel, and then I'll just dive in. Maybe another peel.
I don't got time to
I'm
peel.
I'm peeling unless I have like a beef stick with it.
Yeah.
Then when okay, you pair yeah. them, then I eat it normal.
I don't have time for string cheese. I just eat my cheese
you
like a, you know. Just give me a hunk of cheese.
Then we also you can find that cheese at Market of Choice. You can also order it from Alpenrose. But we also had an award-winning feta out of Dundee, the Fata Morgana from Briar Rose Creamery.
I do like a good feta. Throw that on a lamb gyro, now we're talking.
Maybe controversial, I think feta is trash cheese.
Really?
I don't like feta.
Not a fan, huh?
I don't think it has much flavor. Mm. It's all crumbly and dry. Like
I like a good crumble cheese.
Can cheese be bad? I've never found cheese bad.
I don't... That's the thing. I love cheese, and I just think feta is very...
I'm with you.
At the best, it's mid.
I don't know if I've ever had, you know, bad cheese that I was like, oh, I don't like this.
You can't really mess up cheese.
Well, then some people don't like the stinky cheeses, you know? That some cheeses can be a bit much for people. I've not encountered that, but, like, my gal doesn't like the stinky cheese.
Mm.
You know, it's too pungent for her, but, yeah.
And I don't mind that.
Whatever you're putting on there, like, hey, you want cheese on that? The answer is yes.
I'm not going to ask you to hold the feta, but that would be the last cheese I would pick to put on anything.
What's the little crumbly Mexican cheese? Yeah. Yeah, you throw some
like
of that on anything now.
That's real good.
Now we're talking.
So that's two of the cheese winners. We also had Face Rock Creamery out of Bandon. They won the category for cheddar with flavor added. They had a peppercorn harvest cloth-bound cheddar.
That sounds delightful.
That sounds really good to me. We also, this I don't know as much, a cocoa-rubbed dry jack from Walla Walla Cheese Company.
So now we're talking. See, give me the whatever strange sort of cheese mixtures you've got. Let's go.
And that's from Milton Freewater in the Dry Jack category.
I don't know what the Dry Jack category is, but I'm interested in your Dry Jack.
And then we also have, the Don Froiland Creamery pops up again with their Oaxacan cheese, the Hispanic fresh cheese. So I think that's kind of like, I think Oaxacan cheese is a little bit like that Cotija cheese. Mm. But yeah, Don Froiland killing it in the string cheese, apparently, and also the Oaxacan cheese. Well,
congratulations to all you fine cheesemakers. Controversial statement, maybe, but if I have to pick one cheese to rule all cheeses, I'm going with the Creamy Havarti. If I'd have one cheese, that's all I get.
Sliced or spreadable?
Well, it just depends.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, if I had to have one cheese, and that's all I have to put it on salads, burgers, whatever, right? I only get one cheese. I'm taking a Creamy Havarti. To me, it's my best all-purpose cheese that I can put on anything, and it's going to be delightful.
Mozzarella, dude.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't have an issue with mozzarella, but mozzarella just doesn't carry the same flavor as a Havarti for me. I love Havarti, but my number one staple, just because I think it has the most applications for the way I generally use cheese, is a cheddar. It's probably a medium to sharp cheddar.
I understand.
You know, whether that's sandwiches, burgers, you can double purpose it for Mexican food if
you
want.
I'm not going to poo-poo your, I would go sharp cheddar myself, a white sharp cheddar, because, you know, I love whites.
That's right.
I'm not going to poo-poo your cheddar. But I don't know. There's something about the Havarti that I just, I love.
Well, that's going to do it for In the News, July 26th, 2024. Coming up next, the hot 5 at 5, plus Joey Harrington. We'll ask him why he lied to us. Get the important answer of that coming up next hour here on 1080 The Fan. 1080 The Fan.
Take those old records on the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself.
This is a Big Ten Media Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back to In the News. Got time. I thought I had time for maybe two more stories here, but we've got a very cheesy story that I think we need to devote the full time to. We could also potentially get into Portland poop problems in the club. What I have is the American Cheese Association Awards.
Didn't know that was a thing.
It is a thing.
In
fact,
cheese.
This article says, yes, it exists, and no, I don't know if they're hiring. But they announced the winners of their annual cheese competition, and there were Oregon cheesemakers that brought home 5 first-place medals. And no, none of those awards went to Tillamook.
Really?
Yeah.
Is Tillamook too, is big cheese not, they're too big?
I don't think that they're like persona non grata per se, but for example, they don't even make a string cheese. So string cheese was the first winner, and this was from Don Froiland's Creamery. It's called Liliana's String Cheese, and it is from Salem, Oregon. So they have the best string cheese in the country. Salem.
Am I the only one that, when eating string cheese, just eats it? Like, I don't peel it. I take bites like I would a beef stick.
More of a hybrid thing where I'll maybe do one peel, and then I'll just dive in, maybe another peel.
I don't got time to peel.
I'm peeling, unless I have like a beef stick with it. Yeah. Then when you pair them, then I eat it normal.
I don't have time for string cheese. I eat my cheese just give me a hunk of cheese.
Then we also you can find that cheese at Market of Choice. You can also order it from Alpenrose. But we also had an award-winning feta out of Dundee, the Fata Morgana from Briar Rose Creamery.
I do like a good feta. Throw that on a lamb gyro, now we're talking.
Maybe controversial, I think feta is trash cheese.
Really?
I don't like feta.
Not a fan, huh?
I don't think it has much flavor. It's all crumbly and dry. Like,
I like a good crumble
can
cheese.
Can cheese be bad? I've never found cheese bad.
I don't... That's the thing. I love cheese, and I just think feta is very...
I'm with you.
It's mid.
I don't know if I've ever had, bad cheese that I was like, I don't like this.
You can't really mess up cheese.
Well, then some people don't like the stinky cheeses. Some cheeses can be a bit much for people. I've not encountered that, but my gal doesn't like the stinky cheese. Mm. It's too pungent for her. But yeah,
And I don't mind that.
Whatever you're putting on there, you want cheese on that? The answer is yes.
I'm not going to ask you to hold the feta, but that would be the last cheese I would pick to put on anything.
What's the little crumbly
Cotija?
Mexican cheese? Yeah. Yeah, you throw some
like
of that on anything now.
That's real good.
Now we're talking.
So that's two of the cheese winners. We also had Face Rock Creamery out of Bandon. They won the category for cheddar with flavor added. They had a peppercorn harvest cloth-bound cheddar.
That sounds delightful.
That sounds really good to me. We also, this I don't know as much, a cocoa-rubbed dry jack from Walla Walla Cheese Company.
So now we're talking. See, give me the whatever strange sort of cheese mixtures you've got. Let's go.
And that's from Milton Freewater in the Dry Jack category.
I don't know what the Dry Jack category is, but I'm interested in your Dry Jack.
And then we also have the Don Froilan Creamery pops up again with their Oaxacan cheese. The Hispanic fresh cheese. So I think that's kind of like, I think Oaxacan cheese is a little bit like that Cotija cheese.
Mm.
But yeah, Don Froilan killing it in the string cheese, apparently, and also the Oaxacan cheese.
Well, congratulations to all you fine cheesemakers. Controversial statement maybe, but if I have to pick one cheese to rule all cheeses,
ooh,
I'm going with the Creamy Havarti. Mm. If I had to have one cheese, that's all I get.
Slice or spreadable?
Well, just depends.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like if I had to have one cheese,
mm-hmm,
and that's all I have to put it on salads, burgers, whatever, right? I only get one cheese. I'm taking a Creamy Havarti. It's my best all-purpose cheese that I can put on anything, and it's going to be delightful.
Mozzarella, dude.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't have an issue with mozzarella, but mozzarella just doesn't carry the same flavor as a Havarti for me. I love Havarti, but my number one staple, just because I think it has the most applications for the way I generally use cheese, is a cheddar. It's probably a medium to sharp cheddar.
I understand.
You know, whether that's sandwiches, burgers, you can double purpose it for Mexican food.
I'm not going to poo poo your. I would go sharp cheddar myself, a white sharp cheddar, because you know I love whites.
That's right.
I'm not going to poo poo your cheddar. But I just don't know. There's something about the Havarti that I just I love.
Well, that's going to do it for In the News, July 26th, 2024. Coming up next, the Hot 5 at 5, plus Joey Harrington. We'll ask him why he lied to us. Get the important answer of that coming up next hour here on 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.